This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. There appears to be a deal brewing for the release of 50 Israeli hostages. Optimism coming from Qatar's Prime Minister, Sheikh Mohammed bin Abdulrahman Al Thani.
More confident that we are close enough to reach to a deal that can bring the people safely back to their homes, whether they are the hostages on Hamas side or whatever the exchange that will happen will take place from the Israeli side.
The U.S. and Israel are tamping down the expectations for the release. At the same news conference, EU Foreign Policy Chief Josep Borrell once again called for humanitarian pauses for Gaza, saying to Israel,
"One horror doesn't justify another horror. And the pain that you inflict to the children's of others will not justify, never, will not compensate for the pain that your children have been suffering."
Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. The polls are open in Argentina as Argentines elect a new president. Argentina has been crushed by crippling inflation that has taken center stage in this runoff between center-left Sergio Massa and outsider Javier Milei. Argentina's inflation rate is more than 100%. The Ukrainian army said Sunday it's pushed Russian forces back 3 to 8 kilometers from the banks of the Dnipro River, which, if confirmed, would be the first meaningful advance by Kyiv's forces months into its counteroffensive. They've been stalemated on both sides of the river since last year. This is VOA News. A Ukrainian community group in Finland has brought a destroyed Russian tank to a Helsinki square to raise awareness about the ongoing war in Ukraine. The Ukrainian Association in Finland, which represents Ukrainians living in the country, installed the tank near Helsinki's Parliament House. Nadia Fedorova is a Ukrainian activist.
We decided to bring this tank as the material evidence of brutality of this war, so everybody could use their eyes to see it and somehow to activate support for Ukraine.
On Sunday, dozens of Ukrainians gathered near the Russian tank and held a rally to draw attention to the war. Indian rapper Tumaj Salehi, who has been detained since his arrest last year for showing support to anti-government protest, was released on bail from Isfahan prison, according to an Iranian human rights group on Sunday. Sugar prices are soaring in many places around the world. VOA's Tommy McNeil explains to us why.
The rise is largely due to production shortfalls in key exporters, India and Thailand, that are partly blamed on the El Nino. The UN Food and Agricultural Organization is predicting a 2% decline in production this year. Increasingly, sugar is being used for biofuels like ethanol, so global sugar buffer stocks are at their lowest since 2009. Brazil's harvest next year will help, but that's months away. Experts say the concern is over shortfalls in the next few months, especially for poor countries that depend on expensive sugar imports like much of sub-Saharan Africa. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
SpaceX Starship, the launch, failed minutes after reaching space. SpaceX's uncrewed spacecraft, developed to carry astronauts to the moon and Mars, failed in space shortly after lifting off on Saturday. They called the launch test a success. Taylor Swift has postponed a concert in Rio de Janeiro after a 23-year-old fan died during her Friday night show. The singer said in a handwritten note posted on Saturday on Instagram that the decision was made due to extremely hot weather in the Brazilian city, reaching 40 degrees Celsius. "The safety and well-being of my fans," she said, "fellow performers and crew has to and always will come first," Swift wrote in the message posted on Instagram. The cause of the death for Anya Clara Benavides Machado has not yet been announced. I'm Scott Walterman, VOA.